Good morning, Teach Better family. We're already having a good time here, but good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope you're having a great start to your morning. This is your Teach Better Today morning show. We're live every morning, Monday through Friday, to help you just get started, get going, and hopefully be a little bit better today. Katie and I are a little bit of a mood today. We're having some fun laughing at each other and ourselves, so hopefully you are as well. If you're with us live, drop in the comments, let us know what you're watching or where you're watching from, what you're excited about this week. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure that you subscribe, and if you leave us a rating and review, that'd be awesome as well. We're gonna be back in about 28 seconds. And we're back.
This just in.
This just in. Wearing
the exact same outfit.
Breaking news. This was not planned. This was not planned.
It wasn't.
By the way, I looked there because on my screen, you're on the left side. But like, right. If I look here, I have to look here to look at you. So, which is weird. Anyway, yeah, this wasn't planned, but I'm pretty sure we're going to do this. We're going to plan it from here on out. Yeah. It's great. So the new game is, how many times can you catch Katie and Jeff matching? And ooh, we'll figure out a prize later for whoever wins that count-in contest. I don't know. Anyway.
Now, Joshua Stamper and I used to dress the same. Every time we'd show up at a meeting, we'd have the same swag.
You'd be, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is like a step up, because this isn't swag. So this means this is just, we had our whole closet.
Well, we joke about Ray a lot, but I don't wear white a lot.
I don't either.
I'm usually black. I wear a lot of reds, but like, yeah, interesting. Anyway, moving on. Mm-hmm. So we are now in September, like into September.
Yeah.
So I think all of our family, all of our Teach Better family, our community is back into the thick of things, back into school. But so are those who have kids and parents as well. So is the Midland household like back into the routine yet?
When
the kids go and what happens when they come home and all that stuff? Is that like you're like,
yeah, I feel like
your household will be like day two. You're like, everything's back to how it was. Like, not my household where it's like day 35, still figuring it out.
I mean, we do love a good checklist. We love routines in this house. We all just do better. So,
I'm sorry, you have a checklist?
So, yes, I have checklists for our children in the morning. Because one of my biggest pet peeves, Matt and I both struggle with this, is the constant repeating of like, go brush your teeth, go brush your teeth, go brush your teeth. Like, so now they have for a couple years, they have literally, it's like five things in the morning, five things in the afternoon. So you get dressed, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, wash your face, and then pack your backpack. Then when you come home, it's unpack your backpack, put your lunch away, do your homework, do like one chore, and then like read.
And they have a checklist that they like that they're checking off somewhere. Yeah, like so a whiteboard type thing. Or
So then all we're saying is go do your checklist. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to say it everything. So we are getting there. Harper is always way better at it. She's our rule follower, so she knows, and she can read too, which is a difference, right? Like Stella can't, so we have to read.
Yeah, that obviously would impact the checklist following. Yeah,
but yeah, we're rocking. We're getting things settled, and
good.
It's
good
September. But Gargis family, are you guys rocking and rolling?
Yeah, we're actually good. I joke, like, we don't have the check. I mean, we have the. They know what they need to do. We actually use an app that I can't remember the name of that gives them points for things that they can earn. Little things, but I guess it's similar to a checklist. I guess it is a checklist really. But yeah, they're doing good. I think we're back in the routine of it. And they're doing well and stuff. And we're like getting into kind of inching into the weather that Amy and I both really love, right? We like that, like where you could still wear shorts, but you might have a sweatshirt on top,
yes,
or you can rock out, you can do the jeans, but maybe with flip flops still, like, and campfire season. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. I actually have to go buy we have like one of the portable pits, because we just do it like in our driveway. And we had one that lasted for a long time, and I just leave it out all winter. It's like tucked away, but it's out, and it finally just like destroyed. So I haven't gotten a new one all summer. And we finally were like, oh, we really want to do like s'mores.
Yeah.
That is totally worth going and spending this money for like 2 months worth of s'mores. So I got to go do that here soon. But no, I think we're doing good.
We got a gas fire pit.
Ooh, really?
Because I love the smell of fire. Like I love bonfires. I love all the things when we go camping. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I hated like, if I just wanted a quick fire, it was seemed so labor intensive.
Yeah. See, I enjoy the build and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. See, like if I just wanted to go out for like 20 minutes or an hour, it was like, that's a lot of work. And no, I smell.
Yeah.
And so we did gas and it's great because I literally press a button, fire.
It's like a standalone thing and it's gotcha. Okay.
And it has a gas tank that like is the same tanks that use in our grill. So it's easy.
Is it the fire? I was about to go like, is it your grill? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah. Is that not normal?
I know. So it's just a regular propane tank. Mm-hmm. I mean, putting it. Yeah. So is it like a bowl or is it one I've seen them that are square?
It's like it's got like, it looks like
almost
a table.
Like a stone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it like, you just bring it out and
yeah,
it's great.
I
love a bonfire. I love like our next door neighbors have a bonfire pit.
No, or is it?
I missed you. What'd you say?
Is the fire like built in? Are you burning wood or is it just a flame?
Just a flame. It's like those rocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like that's a different. Like you don't get the bonfire smell. The campfire smell the same.
Right. So our next door neighbors have a bonfire pit, and so when we want that feel, like
you go
we want
there.
It to be like a longer thing, we go next.
Yeah, I like to. I always have wood ready to go, and I like to build the fire. But like the problem is, like to your point, like it's never like a thing. I'm like, all right, I'm starting this thing early because I want to get it so the coals are just right, and then it's like everyone else is like, it's dark, the mosquitoes are by whatever. I'm like, I'm staying out until this thing. Right.
And
like, I'm not going in until this thing goes out. And Amy's like, then why do you keep throwing new wood on it? I'm like, because I'm staying until this thing goes out. So like, everyone's back in the house asleep and I'm still out there by myself.
Yep.
You know, recording the flames in slow-mo because it's super cool because I'm that guy. But
yeah. Like, have you ever tried the color changing like tablets?
Yeah. No.
Okay. So two things that I found because we like to camp. So there's like always weird things I find online. One is you add these tablets to your bonfire and it changes the flames. Like it makes them like green or blue. Super fun.
Interesting.
And then this past year, this summer, we found they're like wax kind of, but they're like, they smell and you put them in your bonfire. And so like, yes, you obviously, if you like the smell bonfire, but they're like cinnamon and they had like different scents.
Oh, so they bring like a different, interesting.
Yeah. So I actually bought them. My father-in-law, I don't think watches these. Sorry, Jim, spoiler if you saw this, but I bought him one for his birthday present because he has a fire, like he has a fireplace that he burns all winter. And I was like, how great would that be?
It becomes like a kit when you light a candle, like, right? Yeah. Let's get different smell. Your father, you said your father, that was your father-in-law. His name is Jim.
Mm-hmm. And so my dad's name is Jim.
Oh, my dad's name isn't Jim. My father's name is Jim, and they burn fires all year long around too. Maybe I'll get one of those. Anyway, hopefully we didn't ruin this for you, Jim. If you watch this, I have other questions, but unless he's an educator, but
he was.
Okay.
He was
okay. Well, then it would make a little bit more sense that, okay, that it would be, it wouldn't make sense if my father-in-law was an engineer. Like that'd be weird.
Yeah,
like power company. Like, why would you watch this? Like, I mean, other than the fact that I've clearly favorite son-in-law, but still, like outside obviously. Of that.
Right.
Side note, only son-in-law, but that's not the point.
No, you can still be the favorite.
It's not the point. Okay. All right. I feel like we've hit our max of good updates on life and we're starting to stray into the not so good. So let's transition and talk about something that actually maybe has some value to it. How about that?
Okay.
What do you want to talk about today? Do you think I've got 39 seconds for you to think about something valuable.
Life changing.
No. Whoa. No, bring it down a little bit.
Okay.
Bring the bar down a little bit. We don't need to go. We don't need to go life changing. We don't even need to go like amazing.
Okay. Just
or even like really powerful. Like we're looking for like just valuable enough that maybe they'll watch us again. That's all. Okay. What do you think about that?
I'm done with that.
Yeah. And we are back. Welcome back to the Teach Better Today, your morning show, weekdays at 7 a.m., Monday through Friday. Welcome back. Say hello in the comments if you're watching live. And if you're on the podcast, make sure you give a like or a subscribe. And then a rating and review would be appreciated as well, especially if it's 5 stars. Anyway, let's talk about something valuable. What did we say we're going to talk about? Are we talking about AI today?
We are talking about AI because...
Do you want to talk about AI?
Yeah, we had a lot of educators talk to us about it. And I feel like
it's a thing right now.
It is a thing.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing really in society, but...
So you spend a lot of time in classrooms. Mm-hmm. It's part of your job with us and have spent a lot of time in classrooms already this year. Mm-hmm. What are the questions coming up? What are the conversations around AI that you're hearing like in the trenches there? Obviously, and by the way, you can drop in the comments and tell us what's going on in your classrooms and your schools and in the hallways there. Like, what are the conversations right now around AI? I have thoughts and stuff, but like, I'm not in the classroom. So like, my thoughts are only relevant to a certain extent here.
So it's definitely been a mix. It's there. I've heard some educators are like, it's a thing. It's, you know, kind of a fad, kind of that mindset of maybe it's a temporary thing where it's like really popular now, but there's a good chance it's that will fade and it won't become a big thing. And then there's the other that's this, like, I wouldn't necessarily say fear, but like discomfort of like, what does this mean for our future? And it's just interesting hearing both sides, because there was a group of educators I was talking to like early August, and we were kind of talking, they were writing teachers. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, have you considered using AI? And they were like, no. And, you know, they weren't like anti it, but they were like, I don't know. And I said, I'm going to tell you, as someone who taught math, I said, when I was like, few years ago, there was an app that students could scan the problem and it would literally tell them how to solve it and then give them the answer. And I remember being so like, well, now what? You know, like it was like, what am I supposed to do when students use that for everything? And so it was a great conversation with these teachers, because they weren't necessarily anti it. They weren't necessarily for it. They were just like, but how will students ever learn if it's something that doesn't evolve to what people think it's going to, right? So if it's something that becomes stagnant and doesn't improve with time, students still have to have basics of understanding of writing. And I was like, absolutely. So we had this whole conversation. I kind of wandered away, came back, and they were looking for a very specific type of paper. They were looking for like, it was like a speech done by... like, I think someone in politics, like there was all these like parameters, right, that they needed. And they were trying to find this document because they wanted students to analyze it. And I just kind of walked by and I was like, have you thought about asking AI to see if it can find such thing for you? And so they did. And they were like, well, dang it, it totally popped something up. Like, and they, you know, it was like that moment of like, it did what we needed it to do. But then we started talking about like, well, how could your students use that? So then the one teacher came up with this whole project of like, can our students go to any, you know, whatever AI platform they use, pitch it a question of something that we give them. So a paper we want them to write. And the first level of this project is that they have to analyze the paper that was given to them. And because that was the teacher's like criticism, is she's like, well, not everything that we get is going to be quality. And I'm like, right, let the students decide that. Show them why maybe it doesn't have that personal touch, or maybe it doesn't necessarily have the best sources or whatever. And so it was just like an interesting kind of switch of the mind of like, we should just maybe embrace it a little, because it is something that's popular. Even if it's a fad, students are aware of it. It's something that's there. And so it was just, it's been like kind of interesting to see the like wave of feelings around it. Yeah. And I know you looked at it complete, like from a different perspective.
Well, but I look at that example was an awesome example, because that's how we need to approach it. Like, it's same with technology and anything like that, because, well, first and foremost, it's not a fad. Like, the level of where AI actually is and what we are seeing is not, they're not even close.
So right.
Like
right.
We know, if you dig into the AI world, like we know as a site, like, that what we're getting with ChatGPT and a lot of other things that are building out right now, like, is not where it's actually at. We are light years away from where we're actually at. They're just not releasing that stuff because it's not safe.
Well,
and they may not, but like, so like, it's going to get better, and it's already gotten better. But I think the key to how you did that is like, okay, but like, how it was more of looking at like how in a world where this AI is a thing, how would our students still use it? And I think like what is out right now is like a lot of people in the creative world, creators, marketers, advertisers, stuff like that are worried. And the people that are paying attention are going, no, it's not going to replace your job. It's just changing. It should replace mundane parts of your job. But the creative input and the assessment, the analyzation that you're talking about, like on the output is where it's going to be won. And I think that's a powerful way for students to use it. I think about like, if you think about calculators, I literally saw a meme yesterday, maybe it was this morning. I don't even know. That was like, it was a vulgar one that I didn't necessarily agree with the way they were approaching it, but like, you know, someone giving a gesture to a, that says to the teacher who said I'd never have a calculator in my pocket and then me over here with my phone. And it's like, I don't like the sentiment there, but I understand what they're saying is like, we thought, right? Forever, and it wasn't just teach, like everyone thought like, oh, that was like, you're not going to have a calculator. That's why you shouldn't have a calculator. Right. You need to learn how to do the shorthand. And at the time that was fine. I think we held on to that a little too long, but now like you don't need to know the same math today as you did even 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But he is like, you use the word, I think you said like the fundamental or foundational or something like that about writings. Same with math. Like I don't need to know how to do long form division, but I do need to know the foundation of division. Mm-hmm. I know what to input into the calculator on my phone in order to get what I'm looking for. I do need to know how to do those things. Now I can also argue that I can also Google if I don't. So again, I needed to know how to use Google, which is the same thing they were doing with the AI, saying like, okay, but maybe I don't know what I need to put in. So I need to figure out how to put in what I need to put in. Wow, that was a whole lot. And so I think it goes back to like, are the kids that are there's never going to be a point in their life where this technology doesn't exist. Even if it does stay stagnant, they're at least going to have this level. Mm-hmm. So to act like it's not going to be there and to ignore it, to be afraid of it, in my opinion, is silly and less than silly. It's understandable because it's scary in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. It's silly in the sense it's a disservice. It's not the right thing. It's dangerous too, because you're going to send them into a world where they don't know how to use something that is being used in every single business, every single job in the world at this point. So I think we're going to take that approach that you and that group of teachers did, which is okay. All right, we're not necessarily fans of this, and we're a little worried about it. Maybe we're a little confused. Maybe we're a little scared. But how can we actually use it? How can we actually, and more importantly, how can we teach our kids how to use it for good, right? Versus it, instead of about how to stop them from cheating, how do we actually teach them how to use it for the right way so they can exceed and so they can be go beyond it. So I don't know. That was my.
Well, and a perfect example is, so I taught math. One of the things that we always had to teach was like interest level and how banking accounts work. Mm-hmm. So when I first started my career, we talked through balancing a checkbook and, you know, you pull out the paper and we had a ledger and all the things. Well, obviously 10 years later, that wasn't a relevant conversation because students weren't like, I remember seeing my parents do that. They had no concept of what this was. They didn't even really know what checks were. And so there was this moment where I remember thinking, do I scrap that and like teach everything kind of in this digital realm? And I decided not to because I wanted them to be able to analyze technology because we know technology can glitch, things can go wrong. Mm-hmm. And so it's always interesting because the first time I would roll it out of talking through like, okay, well, today we're going to talk about balancing a checkbook. This is an old school thing. But why would we want to use this? And students are like, I would never use this. I'm never going to balance. I'm like, you're right. But when you see something wrong in your bank account, you should be able to critically analyze it, not put all of your trust in technology. And so I think it's the same thing of like, yeah, you might decide as a student, I'm going to write a paper for this class, but then being able to look at it with your intelligence and your lens of saying like, I need to add my personal flair or whatever, is still such an important skill. So when I say fad, I think more just like the popularity of it, you know, like.
Yeah, it's well, and it's going to thin out and be less of a topic because it's just going to be there, but it's still going to be there.
Yes, exactly.
No one's talking about TI-83 anymore. It's not the hottest thing, but I don't know if that still exists, but calculators still exist, right? So like, you know, I think what was cool over there, and I love that, like, I love the fact that you still taught that, because I think the other way that you can also, or another way or another way to add that in is like, well, let's look at what your, like, what is your bank account doing for you? Like, we have this awesome technology. Just look at what it's doing. Now think about, like, how cool is that, that you don't have to do this anymore, and it's doing it for you. But I think the way you example, like, you answer the question, when am I going to use this? Well, you're going to use it when your bank account doesn't show in what you thought it should.
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure out why that is, and you need to be able to use this critical thinking and dig into it. I love that. So, and it's in, I think you can do the same thing with math. You'd be like, well, why would I ever need this? I got to calculate. What if you calculate something and you're not getting what you thought you were supposed to?
Right.
Well, maybe you need to be able to dig and figure out, well, where did I do wrong? What buttons did I hit incorrect? Right. And same thing with the AI is like, why is this not working for me? Well, because it doesn't sound like you.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's not written in your voice, and, or it missed something. And so, I think it's interesting. I think it all comes back to when we talk about technology and AI falls under that, it's just, it's going to be a lot better to embrace it in some way or another. I'm not saying that you have to love it and use it all the time, but embrace it in a sense of it's going to be better to make students aware of it and to try our best to show them how to use it
effectively,
than to ignore it or to ban it. Because if you ban it, they're going to use it more than ever.
Yep.
That's my thought process, at least, which I understand is way more black and white than the reality of what teachers and administrators have to deal with. But if we're able to show them how to use it, we're going to be a lot better spot, a lot better place. And if we're willing to also let them show us how to use it, because let's be real, that's sometimes the case. So I think I get excited about AI. I think there's a lot of really cool stuff too. I also get terrified because I also see where it's going to probably go. The one thing I've always said when it comes to progress and like technology and stuff is, unfortunately, like, it's going to progress whether we like it or not.
Yep.
Like, that's just the reality of it. And so the best we can do is do our best to use it for good and go that route. So anyway, excited to hear the thoughts in the comments and such, or you can always tweet at the team at Teach Better Team, or hit us on any of your social media platforms at Teach Better Team, or Katie and I, we have ours here as well. So you let us know, but love to hear your thoughts. Anything else? I think that's it. Oh, is that, are we good? Are we done?
That was good.
We're already done. Like, this was fantastic.
Like, yeah, that wasn't like life changing. Well, that was just like some food for thought.
It was life changing. I think, like, I know I set us here, but I'm pretty sure we're way up here. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome, world.
Welcome.
I appreciate you all. Thank you so much for watching. We're here every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern time for your morning show. And of course, it's also up on the podcast, Teach Better Talk. So comment, like, share with people that need to hear it, and subscribe and rate and review that podcast. We appreciate you. Katie, I appreciate you too.
I appreciate you, Jeff. I appreciate our matching outfits as well.
Me too. This is good. I'm going to play the outro now, and then we're going to talk more about how cool it is that we match.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see y'all.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.